This is The Night Shift with Todd Johnston on Perth's 6PR.
So when I was a young fella, I used to breed budgies, had this massive, dirty, great big cage on the back veranda and loved the budgies, the sound of the budgies, absolutely brilliant. So when I got the opportunity to talk to Troy Holmes, president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia, do you know they're the most popular pet in the entire world, I do believe. That's what I've been told. Is this true? We will ask Troy. Good evening to you, mate. How are you?
Good, Todd. How are you going?
Excellent. Great to have you with us too. By the way, how many budgies have you bred in your life?
Oh, my goodness. I think I've been doing it for about 34 years.
Yeah.
This year, I would have cracked 300 for the year. So,
wow.
Oh, geez, I don't have a guess as to how many I've bred over 34 years. It'd be a lot.
Yeah. So how big's your aviary, for goodness sakes?
It is a reasonable size. I've got a room that's probably 12 by 6, so about 48 square metres that I keep the birds in.
Yeah.
So they're very well housed. They definitely live their best life in there.
Yeah. How did you get started? Because I got started as a young fellow. I think I was a teenager and I had a couple of budgies and all of a sudden they said, hello, we like one another quite a lot. Here's some babies. And I thought, wow. So I just got a bigger aviary. It's like a boat. You just keep getting bigger and bigger. You know what I mean? So all of a sudden I was giving away, baby budgies to people. That's how I started. What about you?
My experience wasn't too dissimilar. We caught a budgie in a market garden, and it was my uncle's market garden, a normal green one, like you'd see the wild ones, and brought it home and aptly named it after my best mate at the time, Stefan. I think I was about 11 years old at the time. Took Stefan down to the pet shop, and the owner broke the bad news to us that Stefan was Stephanie. Oh. So we'd actually called a female. And Stephanie passed a few years later,
wow.
And we went to the pet shop and bought ourselves Stefan. So a normal green budgie, this time a boy, and my uncle caught another budgie in the market garden, and this one was a white one, and we put them together and they fell in love instantly.
Yeah.
Sort of what you'd seen, but we actually put them together, put a nest box on there, and nothing happened.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, this is odd. So back in the day, there was no internet, trundled down to the library and found out the budgies are gregarious, so they only breed around other birds.
Oh.
So bought a few more. Put them together and lo and behold, Stefan and this oversized white budgerigar, this albino, went to town and had all these amazing looking babies. And it started there.
Yeah. So what's the most expensive budgie that you've come across? Because I read somewhere that they are the most popular pet on the globe. That's what I've read somewhere. And I'm assuming that a lot of money would have been spent on budgies over the years, not just the ones that you find in some market garden, for goodness sakes, but also people buy them at great cost.
Look, they are, you'll find that in a pet shop you can pick one up for around $25 for ones that have a crest in their head cap. So this very funny different shape for those people who haven't seen one before.
Sure.
They will generally pick up somewhere between $60 and $100. When you start to get into the pedigree budgerigar, the exhibition side of it,
yeah,
the wearing.
Here we go.
It's a lot like, you can find a Mackayvie Diva out there. So it's not unusual. There are some very expensive budgies out there. They fly these things all around the world.
Mm.
So, been over to the US and seen people import them from Sweden, there's a lot of money involved in that side of it. But your general pet one, you'll pick one up for about $25.
Sure. Because Despine, my producer, she just informed me, compliments of the headphone push button talkback interlude. She said some of them are worth about $5,000. I mean, you've heard of this, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Wow.
Have seen them for more than that.
What? Struth. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I should go back into, there's a big difference between budgie smuggling and budgie breeding, but maybe I should go back into budgie breeding. What is it that the people are looking for? Obviously, the little crest is very important, but some colours are quite beautiful. You mentioned the albino. When I was breeding them, I had a yellow one that was just beautiful and some yellow and green. Some of the colours are quite sensational. What is the rarest colour of a budgie?
Geez, that is a very good question. There's about 28 different varieties that we have here in Australia of the budgerigar.
Wow.
I believe there is a black-faced budgerigar that we don't actually have here yet in Australia, a mutation that's occurred. And there is one called an homongograph, which is, it has a crest on the top and two crests on the top of the wings. But the rainbow, I think, would be one that is difficult to breed
sure.
and is extremely popular. That is what we call a golden face or a yellow face. Clear wing, opaline, and you'll get it in a blue variety, and they are absolutely stunning. they're very hard to breed in terms of getting all of those combinations correct, and then to breed one that meets a standard of excellence, as we call it, on the show bench is even harder.
Oh, yeah, Troy, mate, I need your help on this one because I have seen a photograph of a budgie that looks like it's been hit by a hairdryer. It's all over the place. What are they called? Because everything has names these days.
Look, when you're in the exhibition side of it, the hairdryer definitely comes out.
Yeah.
We look after these birds like dressage horses. So when we're dressing them up for the national titles, each of the clubs, so in WA, I think you guys would have three dedicated budgie clubs over there. In Victoria, there's over 20.
Straight.
And you pick all of your 28 different varieties when you go into the national titles. Each club picks their best three of each of those 28 and then take them to the state titles. And
right.
At the state titles, all the clubs compete and they pick the best three of those 28 and they form the nucleus of a team that will then fly somewhere. So this year, we're all going to Launceston in May. Next year, I believe we're travelling up to North Queensland in Cairns for the nationals. And
yes.
We will all be armed with hair dryers, baby shampoos, nail trimmers, a little bit of baby oil for the beaks.
That's unreal.
It is on like Donkey Kong.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you think you'll have more fun in Tasmania or Cairns? Actually, don't answer that because you'll get yourself into trouble. So now this is not your full-time gig, is it, Troy? Because you as the president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia, great title, by the way. Congratulations, Troy. I reckon that's so cool. I love the budgies. They are native to Australia, but they have taken on the world. We know that for sure. But when you're not, you know, getting out the hairdryer and the baby oil and looking after your babies, what do you do for a living, Troy?
I actually work as a project manager in a robotics company. So
great.
Do a lot of work. We used to obviously have a lot of work here in Australia many moons ago with manufacturing. A lot of that went offshore. Obviously, there was a sort of migration towards China with a lot of work being outsourced. And what we've seen more recently is a lot of it coming back, I guess, with sovereign capability post-COVID. And obviously, what we're seeing with a lot of supply chain instability around the world, so a lot of manufacturing is actually coming back to Australia. So we do a lot in robotics, primarily manufacturing, nothing in medicine.
Sure.
Definitely nothing in robotics, unfortunately, that applies to budgies. I do have a robotic vacuum cleaner for my birds, but that's about it.
that's brilliant. So on the flip side of the robotics, you've got the budgies. What is the easiest word to teach a budgie to say?
Look, I think, unfortunately, it's a swear word because every budgie that I've actually come across...
Can you spell it? Does it start with F or does it start with the letter S?
It depends if they go to church or not.
Oh, okay, let's not go there right now because I've got people yelling at me going, no, don't go there, Todd. I so want to go there, Troy. If anyone wants to find out anything else about great budgies at a global level, is there a really good web page to go to? What would you recommend, Troy?
Look, we have bcsa.com.au, so the Budgerigar Council of South Australia. You guys have the wabudgerigarcouncil.com.au over there.
Yep.
You can find a lot of information about how to look after your pet budgie, the best ways to go about it, the things that it can eat and can't eat.
Yeah.
We try to make sure, you know, about perches and giving birds a variety of things so that it can exercise its feet. We have a great listing of avian vets and various things that you may need to come across. So any of that sort of information that you're after, you can definitely find at bcsa.com.au.
Mate, I've been looking forward to this conversation. I knew it was coming up. So Troy Holmes, it's gone in my diary. Thank you for sharing time with us in South Australia as the president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia and bcsa.com.au and also the West Australian Budgerigar Council over here. You can go dot-comming and surfing. Troy, thank you for your time, mate, and good luck with your robotics and good luck with the 10,000 budgies that you have in your back garden.
So thanks so much for having me on the night shift.
Good on you, mate. Great to talk to you. Troy Holmes is the president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia. You've got budgies. Oh, you've had budgies. I mean, I can remember driving across the Nullarbor family and we bought a whole heap of bird seed because we heard on the grapevine the budgies were doing it tough. So we parked up in the middle of nowhere. We spread out the bird seed and we thought, they'll find it. We drove another 30 Ks and we got swamped by bird's poo. There were swarms of these things just a little bit further down the track. And to this day, I still don't know if they found the bird seed. We'll take a break on 6PR. It is 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock.